Welcome everybody, Shir number 1012. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaran Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lerfush Lema. Ruven Yeshua Ben Esther Baelish Takav Rfush Lema Pesach Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Mavir. Okay, so we are trying to finish up the Malacha of Mavir, moving into the Malacha of Kiboy, which we've mentioned is basically a brother and sister Malacha type thing, whereby Mavir is kindling the fire, Kiboy is putting it out. A lot of the questions, a lot of the shilas that come up in Kiboy putting out a fire, we already covered in Mavir, going in conjunction with going through the various different type of appliances. But of course, we want to go through it separately. Each Malacha we try and go through separately, even though there are quite a number of actions on Shabbos whereby if you do it one way, like, you know, like tying a knot, it's Kaisher, opening the knot is mater, so it's just the flip side, but still we want to go through each one separately. Okay, so just trying to go through a few more examples, brings down the Sefer, interesting, beautiful Sefer, the Aura of Shabbos, by Reb Simcha Ben Imkon. We mentioned in the past also, it's a very important thing if one could get as many sfarim from Rab Simcha Ben Imkon Shlita as possible. He wrote something like 12, 15, I don't know the exact amount, sfarim on many, many different subjects in everything, Hilchas Yom Tov, Shabbos, and various different things. Very, very, and it's very clear to the point, and it's important, safer to have. Okay, so he brings out an interesting thing, which I actually saw in a different Sefer also, the Sefer we quoted a few times, Sefer Chayoylam, the Laws of Shabbos, beautiful new Sefer also. So an interesting fact, somebody has a fan, right, that's going on Shabbos, and the question is, now the fan is it's oscillating, right, you know, it's going back and forth. And the person wants to just press the button so that it does not oscillate, it does not go back and forth. So he brings down, interesting, could I do that, right? Is there a problem with pressing down the button? Now, we're talking about basically, obviously, it's a fan, a regular general fan. There's not going to be any lights. There's no real change in electricity. There's nothing really happening. You know, it's not like you're changing speeds, for example. If one turns up to turn the knob and change the speed, that you can't do. I want to make my fan faster. So obviously, we'll be using more electric. That can be done, but it shouldn't be oscillating. So many fans he brings down on page 169, there's a Sefer Aura of Shabbos. He says, page 169, many fans have a button or knob that changes the direction of the air blown from the fan, right? Sometimes it's blowing on a person, it's a draft. They want the fan to spread the air, but they don't want it blowing on me, let's say, you know. So many fans have a button or knob that changes the direction of the air blown from the fan. If the button does not work with electricity, okay? That's an important thing to keep in mind. If the button does not work with electricity, which is generally the case, it's just it sort of like stops it from turning, I guess, it is permitted to push the button and change the direction in which the fan is blowing. So that is an important thing to keep in mind. It brings this down from Sefer Nishma Shabbos on electric, and so on. So that's, just to be careful, that making sure that it doesn't go by electricity. If it's just something that, usually probably what it is that it holds back the fan from turning. It's just like a blockage, you know. So you pull it up or you push it down, so it'll either turn or not turn. So interesting, just to read real quickly from the Sefer Chayyadam that we said, he mentions the same thing. He says, one may, on page 136, one may lift or press down on the peg that makes the fan oscillate, which means obviously turning back and forth, or stop, or possibly that it shouldn't turn back and forth, right? It shouldn't be, it's still on, there's no change in speed, it's just, it's not going to turn now. So one may lift or press down the peg that makes the fan oscillate, that goes back and forth, or stop it, provided that the person does not press any electric buttons. Again, that there's no electric really involved over here, it's just a stoppage, a blockage of the turning of the fan would be fine. Another interesting thing he brings down to the Sefer Aura of Shabbos on page 170, adding water to a vaporizer. A person has a vaporizer on from before Shabbos. Many people have this for, the humidity, sometimes the breathing issues or whatever. And we're not talking about, obviously, napakuach nefesh. It's a vaporizer that people have on to remove humidity and so on. So what about, could one add water to that? So obviously, if it's a question of whereby the water will get cooked up, that cannot be done. Let's say I put in cold water and it's going to get cooked up, right? A lot of these vaporizers I know needs hot water, so that cannot be done. But he brings down if a cold water vaporizer, it's a cold water vaporizer, meaning the water stays cold when you put it in. If a cold water vaporizer is operating from before Shabbos, one may add cold water to it on Shabbos. You would be allowed to add cold water to it on Shabbos as long as the water stays cold. The water should be added through the spout. He brings down. He brings this down from the Gris Moshe, Reb Moshe, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Minchas Yitzchak, and others. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. That he does go further and say if water is needed for the vaporizer, if hot water is needed for the vaporizer that has been operating from before Shabbos, again, we don't turn it on Shabbos, but it was on from before Shabbos and it needs hot water. So if it's going to cook up the water, so you can't do that. But if a person wants to put in hot water, it should be taken from an urn that was heated from before Shabbos, taking water from the urn. So obviously the water is totally cooked from before Shabbos. I'm assuming that that this urn has that water that's already totally cooked up and boiled or whatever it is, and should be poured through the spout. Again, the same thing. He brings this down again from Reb Shlomo Zalman and others. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Again, if a hot water is needed from a vaporizer, and that has been operating from before Shabbos, it should be taken from an urn that was heated from before Shabbos and should be poured through the spout. And again, if it's going to heat it up itself, in case it has a heating system inside, obviously one cannot do that. That's a bishul, that's cooking on Shabbos. Okay, so another interesting thing which comes up, people need sometimes children, whatever, a nebulizer, a lot of times people have wheezing and these type of things. Now, I want to make it clear, we're not talking about cases of an emergency like we always talk about, that we say it again and again, that if a child, Rahman Aslan, or an adult or anybody has problems breathing and these things and it's a kuach nefesh, dangerous situation, all hands on deck, anything's allowed to be done, electric, not electric, everybody, you have to call that Sala, and that's not the issue. The issue is, the thing is, by a regular nebulizer, which sometimes people need to, you know, sometimes, like we said, with wheezing and colds and these type of things. So there are ways to work with it. One should ask, in this case, like we've been saying, constantly to ask their Rav, could be possibly put on a Shabbos clock, and so on. He brings under the Sefer Or of Shabbos, if one knows before Shabbos that a child, let's say, for example, or an adult for that matter, but needs this, the preventative nebulizer, this for the pulmonary issues or whatever the case is, it's treatment, sometimes it's medication or whatever the case is, a Shabbos clock may be utilized to give him or her the required treatments at irregular intervals on Shabbos. So again, a person should ask, find out how it should be done, how often, what exactly has to be done. But the point I want to make is over here not to just stop say, well, it's electric, that's it, we don't use it on Shabbos. It doesn't work like that. A person has to know that neshmartam oides nafshi seichem, a person's health comes first, and you have to know what, when, and where. And a person has to ask, especially in cases like this, and especially when we're dealing with children, even moreover. And again, we're not talking about cases of emergency where it's all hands on deck, but cases where people need. So a Rav should be consulted before Shabbos, find out how to set it up, how to use it, how to go about it. Okay, these are when it comes to these type of things, we in general, we try not to give, you know, straight up answers in the shir, because everybody has different situations, everybody has different health issues, and nobody should ever need these things. We should all be gesund und stark, ad meiv esrim, till 120 for sure. Everybody, we should all be gesund und stark, but things come up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and that's it, and we have to know that, we have to ask, not just them to say, you know, well, it's electric, well, it's this, I can this, I can that. No, you can't. This is not a time and place to be machmir. One has to be careful and ask, consult a Rav, and figure out how to go about working with it. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha, kol tov.